This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There have been some updates of late to the way that healthcare providers handle your medical records, specifically the way doctors and hospitals act when you want a copy of your own records. The government's been getting lots of complaints. Doctors weren't turning them over or taking forever to do it. And lots of us are familiar with having one doctor send your records over to another one for a referral. But as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports now from Washington, more and more people want a copy of their records for themselves. And that can be a huge hassle.
Diana Gordon lives in a nice house on a hill in the D.C. suburb of Arlington, Virginia. But she's been to doctors in Florida, Michigan, Maryland, and Virginia for major nerve issues.
I had to stop working 6 years ago, going disability, chronic pain.
While we're talking, she's constantly moving, stretching and fidgeting to distract herself from the pain. The 53-year-old even had brain surgery in New York last year, trying to ease the suffering. But every doctor wants to know what the others did. And for that, Gordon needs her records.
You know, there were holes here, and we'd be calling doctors' offices and trying to get records, getting sort of, I don't know where that file is, or can't get that.
She and her husband, both lawyers, paid thousands for help gathering the documents. Devin McGraw works with the Office of Civil Rights at the Department of Health and Human Services.
It is hard for patients to get these records today. It shouldn't be.
The department recently clarified a part of the privacy rules about patient access. If you ask for your records, you're supposed to get them back within 30 days. And McGraw says you can't be required to go pick them up. They can be mailed or emailed.
But it's really going to make a difference when the healthcare providers stop sort of seeing this as a regulatory mandate and start seeing it as this is part of healthcare.
The information, even though it's yours, isn't free. My doctor's office wanted to charge me 76 cents a page for my records. When you've been to as many doctors as Gordon, those pages can add up quickly.
This is stack number one.
She's holding a folder stuffed with documents a couple inches thick.
And there's another stack about twice as big downstairs. But, there's a whole other stack.
And even that's not all her records. Patients aren't the only ones paying. John Larson is an OBGYN affiliated with George Washington University.
It's a real cost of doing business.
Doctors and hospitals have to hire people to take those requests, then retrieve, print, and mail them. Dr. Larson has worked with other doctors in the D.C. area, including some from smaller practices.
They feel a great deal of stress about having to have their limited office staff take on additional unfunded mandates. And so they feel the pressure.
But he's still supportive of patients keeping copies of their medical records. He says the more information people have, the more engaged they can be with their care. Plus, sharing the records is easier than it used to be. Steve Parenti studies health finance at the University of Minnesota.
It's probably going to be a substantial cost, but it should be less of a cost than it would have been, say, 10 years ago, now that more hospitals and physicians are putting their records out electronically.
But still sending them to patients on paper via snail mail. Parenti says without better technology, it will continue to be expensive for providers and patients.
That's great. Hi, are you all done? Are you all done?
For Diana Gordon, playing with her Cocker Spaniel despite her chronic pain, it's more than that. She dreads gathering documents for her next appointment.
It makes it exhausting to think about going to see somebody. That causes pain.
The Department of Health and Human Services says it's working on more guidelines that are supposed to make the process easier. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.